Yanks and Mariners at Safeco Field. There's former Mariner great Mike Cameron throwing out the first pitch in this one. There were some fireworks in this one late as we pick things up in the third. Ben Gamel facing Masahiro Tanaka.
And he swings and lines one to deep right field. Judge back, and that ball is gone. And the right field seats. He hit a bullet, a high line drive. In right center field, three or four rows deep. Gamel homers, and Seattle takes a 2-1 lead. So 2-2 on Judge, one out, no one on, top of the sixth, 4-2 Seattle. The pitch is swung on and into the air to right center field. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone. A Judgian blast. All rise, here comes the Judge. Aaron Judge homers to right center field, and the Yankees trail 4-3. Tied at four, Cano swings and drives one to left. Back goes Clint Frazier, and it's gone. One pitch. It went into the Yankee bullpen. So Cano homers, and Seattle takes a 5-4 lead. Here's the 1-2. It's fouled off. Tereas to foul the pitch off, threw the bat at the ball. The bat wound up at the mound. That's amazing. Tereas able to get the bat on the ball. He actually threw the bat at the ball. It was low outside, but you don't want to take strike three. You know, you don't want to take strike three with the bat on your shoulder. So, and the 1-2. Line to left field. It's a base hit. Here comes Ellsbury. Here comes the throw. It's going to be not in time. Ellsbury scores on a dramatic two-out, two-strike, game-tying hit by Ronnie Tereas. Bonnie Ronnie. And the 2-1. Line to left field. There's a base hit to win the game. Gamel rounds third, and he will score. Ball game over. Seattle wins.
Mariners taken in walk-off fashion, 6-5 the final in 10, as Nelson Cruz continues his late-inning heroics and a very solid night from the middle of that Seattle lineup. Here's Yankees skipper Joe Girardi after the loss.
We came back a couple of different times. You know, it's frustrating. You know, we were never able to get the lead, but our guys kept fighting back, and big out, two-out hit by Tereas. So we never got the lead, and we weren't able to hold them off.
Look at that pitch that Robertson threw to Cano. It looked like it had gone where he wanted it to, just a little bit off the plate. Is that where you just tip your hat to Cano?
You know, it's a great hitter, putting a great swing on a ball. It's a good pitch by Robbie, and you know, it's Robbie Cano. I mean, he's one of the best hitters in the game, and it's not going to happen all the time, but it happened tonight. Yeah, you know, and I've said some of them have been us coming back, you know, and getting close. But, yeah, I mean, you would think, you know, we had some opportunities to score that we kind of missed tonight. And to me, that was the difference in the game. And a lot of times that's the difference in a one-run game.
Joe Gregorius okay there? Been trending
a little bit. I mean, that's just trying to get to second base. And, you know, obviously we were only going to use Castro in emergency, but, you know, 2 outs, I said, I'm going to roll the dice, put Headley at second, and see what happens.
Joe, obviously it worked. What went into the decision to go with, you know, maybe you could have pinched Ellsbury, but obviously.
He's a better base runner. And, you know, the chance of getting two hits a lot of times with 2 outs, is the probability is not great. So you take a shot, and it worked. But, you know, it's not always going to work, but sometimes you take a shot.
Joe, that one inning with Tanaka, what did you see? He was so good.
His stuff wasn't very good. For whatever reason, that inning, his stuff was, it kind of went away from him. And then he found it again. He had it, he lost it, and he found it. And that's the frustrating, that he couldn't get out of that inning. He gave up the two home runs, got the second out, nobody was on, and then he gave up two more runs, and that's the frustrating part.
Masahiro Tanaka struck out six over six innings of work, but allowed 4 runs on 7 hits. Here's the righty after the game.
No, I mean, I wasn't executing pitches, obviously, that inning, but I felt like, you know, throughout the game, I really didn't have my best stuff. I don't think many of my pitches were sharp.
Rough night for David Robertson. He gave up the lead in the eighth on a solo home run from Robinson Cano as the former teammate squared off. Here's Robertson on his performance.
I mean, pitch was about as good as I could throw it. I don't think I'd do anything better with it. Just got to tip your hat to a really good hitter. Put a good swing on a good pitch and hit a home run.
The finale of this series is on Sunday. The Yankees will send southpaw Caleb Smith to the hill against Yovani Gallardo for the Mariners.